This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on November 29, 2007. If you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Good morning. I'd like to call to order the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, November 29th, 2007. The first item on our agenda involves the correction and approval of the minutes. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of the minutes of open meetings of the Federal Election Commission of Thursday, November 15 and Tuesday, November 20, 2007, set forth in agenda documents X07, 78, and 79.
Very good. The Vice Chairman is so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you could record the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. The second item on our agenda today involves an advisory opinion. It is draft advisory opinion 2007-22 involving Jim, I hope I'm going to pronounce this correctly, Hirsch?
Is it?
Okay. Thank goodness. on behalf of the staff, today we have Stacy Shin and Amy Rothstein. On behalf of the General Counsel's Office. So Ms. Shin, please proceed at your convenience.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. The draft advisory opinion before you responds to a request by Jim Hurwitz. Mr. Hurwitz is a potential independent candidate for the 8th Congressional District of Virginia. He would like to consult with Canadian citizens who have managed successful third-party campaigns in Canada. He asks a number of questions regarding the participation of Canadian citizens in his campaign. The draft concludes that Mr. Hurwitz's campaign may accept volunteer services provided by Canadian citizens. Mr. Hurwitz may use campaign funds and personal funds to obtain information from Canadian citizens and to travel to Canada to observe third-party election operations. He may also use campaign funds to hire Canadian citizens as members of his campaign staff. Mr. Hurwitz, however, may not accept previously used election material provided by Canadian third-party candidates because the provision of such items without charge to Mr. Hurwitz's campaign would result in a prohibited foreign national contribution under the Act and Commission regulations. We have not received any comments on the draft advisory opinion, and I'd be happy to address any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Any discussion on the document? Vice Chairman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had the opportunity to meet Mr. Hirsch before the meeting, and I was happy to do that. And I just want to emphasize that sometimes independent or non-party candidates come before the commission and are concerned that the commissioners have R's and D's behind their name. And I want to assure him and everyone else that we're aware of that. We're aware that the American electoral system is in many ways limited to two parties. In fact, the statute that we operate under was actually fairly carefully drawn to avoid specific references to parties, certainly by name, and to designate, for instance, major and minor parties by vote percentages and a number of other things. And so we always try to not throw any more barriers in the way of minor parties and independent candidates than already exist by the nature of the election of the election system. The second point I wanted to comment on was the the last question in the advisory opinion, and that is the provision of excess election materials. And as I understand it, the staff we asked a question about the nature of those and got a fairly general answer. And so the staff said, well, it looks like an in-kind contribution. And I just want to emphasize that if what's being asked about are simply samples, you know, in other words, that the candidate or his staff is going to go to Canada and observe campaigns and pick up a couple of brochures and a couple of flyers and things like that, where he might derive ideas for his own campaign, or somebody from Canada is going to collect samples of materials and send them to him, that that is acceptable. And I think there are two reasons for that. One is if it were treated as a contribution, it would be so de minimis that we wouldn't be interested. And the second is if the materials are simply being given to him for samples or for ideas rather than for use in the campaign, then I don't think we would really be looking at a contribution anyway, even of any small amount. And so if that clarification is helpful, we won't have the customs officials inspecting at the border for samples of illicit campaign material that might be smuggled into the country or anything of that nature. But because the question was unclear as it was presented to us, if there's some question about large quantities of campaign materials, then those can't be donated by foreign nationals. And, in fact, if they were donated by anybody in the United States, it would be an in-kind contribution and be subject to limits and reporting and so on like that anyway. And so in that sense, we wouldn't be treating the Canadian parties or campaigns any differently than anyone in the U.S.
Very good. Thank you. Other thoughts or comments? Motions? Commissioner Von Spakovsky?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I make a motion that we accept the drafted response agenda document 07-77 in this AO.
Okay. Commissioner Von Spakovsky has so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you could record that Commissioner Von Spakovsky's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. The next item on our agenda involves draft advisory opinion 2007-30, the Chris Dodd for President, Inc., and we have Eric Hallstrom and Amy Rothstein from the General Counsel's Office to present on that. Mr. Hallstrom, please, at your convenience.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Whoops, I'm sorry. Before you start, it occurs to me we have a late submitted document here, so we're going to need a motion on that. Mr. Vice Chairman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move suspension of our rules concerning the timely submission of documents so that we may consider a memorandum from the General Counsel's agenda document 0780.
Very good. The Vice Chairman is so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Madam Secretary, the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. Mr. Hallstrom, you may now proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. The draft advisory opinion 2007-30 set before you in agenda document 07-80, a response to a request from the Principal Campaign Committee for Chris Dodd for President. The request asks whether, under the Matching Payment Act, the committee may submit for matching funds credit card contributions made over the internet using a security verification procedure based upon the 3- or 4-digit security code on the credit card, along with or in conjunction with the contributor's street address or zip code, as opposed to a security verification procedure based upon the credit card's expiration date and the contributor's street address and zip code. The draft opinion concludes that the proposed alternative verification procedure is adequate under commission regulations, particularly when combined with the committee's existing data collection procedures and the contributor's assurances. The commission received no comments. The Office of General Counsel would like to suggest the following change to the draft to recognize that the Dodd Campaign Committee was determined to be eligible for matching funds this week. We would propose inserting the following language at page 2, line 5, at the end of the paragraph. Based on documents filed by the committee on November 13th, 2007, the commission has declared the committee eligible to receive federal matching funds. And this would include a citation to the commission's press release. We also would suggest one further change on page 1, line 13. Between using and credit, we would insert the word, or proposed inserting the word the.
Okay, very good. Thank you. The any discussion on the proposed draft advisory opinion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't think this is terribly controversial. It's a pretty small step, but it is one in a series of steps that the Commission has made recently to accommodate ourselves to changing technology and to the Internet age and the fact that a lot of contributions are made on the Internet. And we recognize that, and sometimes our regulations aren't exactly in sync with what's happening out there in the commercial world. And I think that the Commission tries to be responsive to those things that are brought to our attention.
Very good. Other comments or discussion? Motions? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of Advisory Opinion 2007-30 as amended at the table and as otherwise set forth in Agenda Document 07-80.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was looking at that. So motion to approve Agenda Document 07-80 with the changes as recommended by the
yes.
General Counsel's Office at the table. Very good. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, Commissioner Weintraub's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. The last item on our agenda today involves management and administrative matters. Ms. Clark, are there any such matters to discuss today?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, and with that, I will bring this meeting to a close. And for our staff, we will be resuming the executive session from the other day 15 minutes after the close of this meeting. Thank you.